This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
I doubt that the CEOs of major corporations travel on the same circles as I travel. If they did, they would hear the phrase, get woke, go broke. It appears that a majority of Americans have had enough from the woke corporate culture. But even if they don't pay attention to what many of their consumers are saying to each other and on social media, you would think that they would pay some attention to prominent political figures. Senator Rick Scott wrote an open letter to woke corporate America. He hoped that they were having fun with their virtual signaling and their attempts to one-up each other in trying to show how woke they'd become. He observed that you must have loved the accolades from your elitist left-wing peers when you took the All-Star game from Georgia. He also added, never mind that you destroyed working people's jobs and hurt people who haven't worked since COVID-19 took a member of their family or destroyed their small business. The CEOs might have even seen a Wall Street Journal op-ed by Senator Ted Cruz, if for no other reason than the criticism the senator received for writing it. He predicted that many members of Congress won't look the other way on Coca-Cola's $12 billion in back taxes owed, this time when Major League Baseball lobbies to preserve its multi-billion dollar antitrust exemption will say no thank you. They might even have seen the latest Rasmussen survey that discovered that more than a third of American adults said that they were less likely to purchase Coca-Cola products. In fact, a majority of Republicans and a quarter of Democrats said that they were less likely to purchase Coca-Cola products. Most of us merely want corporations to focus their attention on developing superior products and services. But stay out of the culture wars and stop trying to be more woke than your competitors. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.